You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Getting ever closer then to the final of I'm a Celebrity. Do we call it the final?
It is the final, isn't it?
I suppose they do call it the final, yeah, don't
they? It's a final with three people in it, but I think it's still the final.
Yeah. Alex Dunn and James Butler here, as we have been for 2.5 weeks now, locked up in a cabin just watching I'm a Celeb.
Eating cockroaches.
And, exactly. Yeah. We didn't need to, but hey, we've been doing it for a while now. Why stop? We are recording this on Thursday afternoon, so before Thursday's show, and fingers crossed this will be good to listen to on Friday. Even, well, I think we both, let's assume that Dennis Wise is one of the likely leavers, shall we say.
I think he's he would be my favourite to go tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let's not say who might be going. Let's focus on who's going to win.
Yes.
Toff is sixes on as we record this.
Yes.
That price may fluctuate in the coming hours, days, but she's been around that price for a while now.
And she seems to be getting shorter and shorter, doesn't she? So,
well, she's only little. It is a very, very...
That's a really joking episode this year, isn't it?
It's a very short price. I couldn't back it now.
No.
And I think the last time we did this, I said I'd back her at 2-7. But I think at sixes on, it's just a little bit too... risky.
It's a real shame that we didn't find her in the ether at the start of this,
yeah,
isn't it? Because she's been a standout candidate all the way through it. She's rightly favourite, and it's going to take somebody to stop her in her tracks. You know, somebody's going to have to finish very, very strongly and pull at the heartstrings or do something special,
yeah,
to stop Toff in this one.
She's 33s on to be Queen of the Jungle. Jenny McAlpine is 10-1. As I said, we're not going to focus on next elimination right now, but What value can you find, Mr. Butler?
Do you know? I think Ian Lee is a potential. If anybody's going to oust Toff off the throne at the end of this series, it's Ian Lee, because he's basically gone in there late in. He was given that job of being PM. He was then. I think he's been a little bit vilified. He was kind of like he's not been in the boys' club, has he? You've had Jamie, you've had Dennis, you've had Amir, tight as a fill in your own gap there. And he's been just on the edges of that. And he's almost been a little bit bullied at times. There was a bit last night in the show where Dennis Wise was telling him that, you're not going to go and do a trial because you keep losing them. And basically almost kind of telling him off, and Ian looks a bit sorry for himself. And I think that's working in Ian's favour in this series, because every time he's outcast, he's blamed on everything. Anna Deck did a really good link where they were saying the 15-hour cookbook that Jamie's going to produce, and if it's rubbish, blame Ian.
Yeah.
And that's basically what's been happening in the jungle, isn't it? And I think Ian is really benefiting from that. You've just put up the screen 8-13 for Ian to be King of the Jungle.
Yeah.
I think that's a great bet.
And King of the Jungle, of course, meaning the man who goes the furthest, not to win, full stop. 8-13, you think you'd like it?
I think so. I don't think he's done anything wrong, and I think he's been shown to be the villain. There was obviously the Strawberry Gate where he wasn't the instigator, but he took full blame for that.
But the thing is, viewers do know that.
Yeah, and I think that's why Amir, who was making a bit of a mark, has come down a little bit, because Amir's got that kind of like roguish little schoolboy kind of thing where he gets away with everything.
Well, that's the thing. I think the fact he did it is almost not a problem to viewers, but just the fact that Ian has since had to put up with quite a lot while Amir's sort of contributed almost a little bit.
They basically, Alex, asked him straight out, was it him that did it? And Amir goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And blamed him. And that was a downright lie, wasn't it? Anybody else in a reality show would have been completely vilified for that. I mean, kind of semi got away with it, but I think people can remember that now. And I think if it comes to a straight vote, it'd be very interesting to see if there was a straight vote between Ian and Amir at the moment. I think Ian would win it and stay in the jungle.
Interesting. So you're putting Ian Lee up as a potential winner.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we the other two in that market, Jamie, I think, has done nothing particularly wrong, but I don't think he's done anything particularly right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he keeps volunteering himself for the trials when other people want to do them, but he seems to just want to get himself on telly. I think that's the way he sees it, that he's going to win the show. But I think other people watching the show have watched it for many years now, and they know what people are doing, and I think they can see through people a little bit now, and I think Jamie's maybe full foul of that.
Okay. Well, whatever it is that you're backing, listeners, then very best of luck. What I will say is, if you are going to take sixes on as we record this on Toff to win outright, instead of doing that, just go on the Gender of Winner, back female, and you get a Jenny McAlpine thrown in for free.
Absolutely.
Same price. If you're going to take a short price, just you may as well.
A freebie McAlpine just exactly. before Christmas. If I was going to ask you the question, Alex, just before we round off, mm-hmm. if we take Toff out of the market, who do you think wins? Who would you think, if Toff all of a sudden did something horribly wrong and got eliminated, who wins out of the remaining five on that list?
Jenny.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Jenny would take her place and it wouldn't be Ian or Amir?
I see what you're saying about Ian. I'm not disagreeing with that, but as they're currently priced up, I'd rather take a chance from a betting point of view. Jenny shouldn't be four times the price of Ian, in my opinion. But that's if Toff leaves, because then if Toff leaves, and this is all very... it's not going to happen, but it would be that Jenny McAlpine would then fill that void of the niceness. She'd probably get a bit more airtime being nice. Toff is currently the nice one.
Keeping Toff in the jungle... I'll give you the scenario where over the remaining few days, Toff doesn't necessarily do anything else that is going to endear her. Mm. Ian does a trial, gets all the stars and comes back triumphant, and everybody that kind of pulls the heartstrings a little bit because he comes back. I think the only person of the remainder in that camp that can oust Toff off that crown, from that crown, is Ian Lee. And he would be the only one that would worry me. If I'm going to go big and back 1-6, and you'd have to go quite big to get any kind of return, Ian would be the worry for me.
What I would say is I would wait a couple of days and hope that Ian Lee comes with a surging run and backed off anyway, because I still think she wins, but you may get threes on, you may get twos on, which, again, it's all subjective, isn't it? It's a perception of value rather than you saying, this is amazing, but interesting anyway. Right, listeners, good luck with your bets on I'm a Celeb. The final is on Sunday night, isn't it?
Yeah, enjoy the rest of it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.